And welcome to In Touch. Joining us this morning, we have Dina Ronayne here to talk about an upcoming playwright lecture and workshop at Northern State University. And it's a very detail-oriented event because there's a trip involved for some of the students and whatnot. All sorts of details to get to. Dina, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for the time. Fans of the show might remember you. We've chatted with you before. You've written some plays that have been performed and whatnot. So I guess briefly remind the listeners who you are before we get into the show here.
I believe the last time I was here was to discuss Triple Bypass, mm-hmm. which is the 3 10-minute plays all about life and death. And that was done during COVID. So at ACT, we recorded it. And then it went through 14 Fringe festivals virtually, picking up a few awards. And then we did it here live as soon as we could.
Awesome. So tell us about the event at Northern tomorrow. What is this?
Tomorrow evening, 6 to 9, is a presentation and an informational session and then a playwriting workshop. So at the beginning, I'm going to chat a little about my experience working in theater arts. We will give a little information about the upcoming study abroad program in Edinburgh, Scotland, which is open to the public. And then the 7 to 9 portion will be a playwriting workshop where we're going to break into groups and write 10-minute plays.
So this is for the public, not just Northern students then?
That's correct.
And I guess, what are people going to learn? Tell us, give us some more details if you would.
The first hour, they're going to learn about what brought me to where I am in my career and how I'm fielding the arts now that I live here. I grew up in Massachusetts and I lived in Orlando, Florida before I was here. And just some things I wish people told me when I was in college, some things people may not know about working in the arts. That'll be the initial part. Then the study abroad, we're all very, very excited about because the public can come along and it's going to be a really, really fun experience.
Now, when I heard study abroad, I immediately think like college students and whatnot, but you're saying this is open to the public and a chance for people to perform in Scotland. Tell us about it.
Yes. Now, it is primarily for Northern students. It is a study abroad. Students that go will receive credit. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've gotten interest from students from other schools who want to go to see if their credit will transfer. The long and the short of it is there is a festival in Scotland called the Edinburgh Fringe, and it's a theater festival. It's one of the largest in the world. So I will be writing a new play for the Northern theater students to perform at this festival for the first maybe 5 days of the festival. The festival runs a month, but we're going to perform it there the first 5 days. There'll be some enrichment, like going to the Highlands and exploring Edinburgh and going to Aberdeen, Scotland. These are all things that everyone can enjoy. Theater students, any kind of Northern student, someone in the public, in the community, whoever, that's enjoyable for everybody. You can choose to participate in the play, but you don't have to in order to attend.
So this study abroad program, from the 2 weeks prior to when you will be learning the play that you're writing and everything to the trip and return home, how long is this study abroad program?
You're right. 2 weeks before we leave, the students we put up at Northern or whoever will be involved in the play, and they'll be rehearsing. So that'll be a 2-week process. And then the timeline for Scotland itself is the 31st to the 12th of August. So July 31st to 12th of August.
And you can learn more details about the program and everything if you attend the workshop tomorrow. But also, I'm sure you can check out northern.edu for more information as well.
Yes.
So tell us about this Fringe Festival, I guess. I was looking on Wikipedia before we came on. Apparently, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival is the largest in the world, according to Wikipedia. What is a Fringe Festival?
A Fringe Festival is a theater festival that's unjuried. So basically what that means is there's no one above saying, this is art, this is not art, I want to work with this person, I don't want to work with this person. A fringe festival is done either by lottery or by simple sign up per venue. What's cool about it is there's a built-in audience. It's typically much more affordable. The shows are typically short, most under an hour, a few at the 90-minute mark, but not the majority of them. But it also means that this you could be seeing anything because it's completely unjuried. Something could be amazing, like the show Six originally came from a fringe festival. You could see something like naked people singing. there's a lot of...
Anything goes.
Yes, anything goes.
Kind of, gotcha. So tell me, I guess, when it comes to this term juried and unjuried. I'm guessing that juried is, in the context that you put it, makes it sound like they're strict as to what the plays will be, how long they'll be, things like that, where the unjuried is, again, kind of anything that people want to sign up or participate in.
Some festivals are themed. They may have a very specific theme, such as Shakespeare or local artists. So that's one restriction. Some theater involvement, I mean, it can be a little political, and it can be very expensive. So if someone just wants to put up a play, you have to be vetted in a certain way to get into certain venues. It can be very expensive.
There's some gatekeeping.
Right. All the marketing can fall on you. And also some festivals, it's more like a competition. You bid your work to be in it, and then they let you know if you've been selected.
Have you done this Edinburgh Festival in your past before?
I have.
And what's it like?
So the Edinburgh one is unique because it's so large. And the city of Edinburgh, when it's not August, is about 600,000 people, give or take. In August, the population jumps to 1.5 million. There's the Edinburgh Fringe. There's the arts festival, and there's the military tattoo. So the city comes alive during this time. You meet people from all over the world. Everyone's friendly and wants to support each other's art. It's a very vibrant scene. There's street performers. And you can get very easily overwhelmed trying to figure out what you want to see. But there's apps that you can download. So if you say, hey, I've got an hour, this is my location, it list out your options.
So this is, again, geared towards students, but anyone is welcome to attend. I guess make the pitch for somebody who, like myself, maybe. My college days are beyond me. I'm, 35 years old. I got a family. What good is it for me to learn how to, write a play and what goes into creating art and whatnot? Why should it matter to someone like me?
So for the lecture, it depends on... I could go on for forever. All right, we'll do both. For the lecture and for the trip, the free time people have is extremely precious. Time is money, time is quality, it's life quality. So it all depends on how you want to spend your time, your free time. What's difficult with new work, with art in general, is... Number one, you do typically need to get out of the house, and that's become a lot more challenging for a lot of people. And also, if you're going to spend your free time and some of your money on something, you want to make sure you enjoy it. So to spend it on something you're not familiar with, that's a challenge. So if someone out there is prepared to challenge themselves artistically and experience something new and broaden their horizons, learn about other cultures, learn about other careers, then it's definitely for you. Some of the flack that theater tends to get, especially when COVID was winding down, is a lot of playhouses out there were very big on saying, oh, we want to tell the important stories, we want to get the new artists out there. And then when push came to shove, when things were done, they were like, we're doing Grease with this really famous person. And it comes down to people wanting to attend because it's something they recognize or someone they recognize. So you've got to strike a balance with the art where you want people to be present. You need to get people involved, make sure they know you're out there, pay the bills, but you also want the new art, the community expression, and the balance can be difficult.
And naturally, Northern has resources for students to put on stuff that they create and whatnot, and venues to do all that. Aberdeen has a nice resource for those artistically inclined here in town who might want to come attend this lecture and perhaps even the trip abroad, that they can write something, they can create something, and work with the community theater to actually get it performed. Because I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, well, I have ideas, I have, cool things that I want to see on stage or whatever, but it's no point to write it if I can't actually perform it. And you could work with ACT to make that happen, possibly.
So, all right, lots to unpack here. First of all, something like art, it's a calling beyond rationale. And with something like writing, it's like digging a hole. Whether it's a spade or a quarry, you're still writing. So some of the struggles with artists is, does it mean anything if it's not out there? Of course it means something, but of course you still want to get it out there. I've only been here for about 4 years. So I've been very impressed at the ability to support artists in this community, whether it's ACT or Northern or the Writers Workshop that's held at Hub City Event Center. There's a ton of them. It's really impressive.
We have to leave it there. Again, Dina Ronayne, a upcoming playwright lecture and workshop tomorrow at Northern State, 6 to 9 p.m. Where's it going to be at Northern?
It's going to be in the Johnson Fine Arts Center in the Red Room, which is room 117. And actually, their initial announcement, it was in another room. We did have to change it. So for those of you listening who are planning on attending, there has been a room change, same building, different room.
Thank you so much for coming on the radio this
Thank
morning.
You.
That's going to do for today's edition of In Touch, a locally produced feature of Dakota Broadcasting Radio. I'm Adam St. Paul.